the phony climate change narrative has had a rough time on Capitol Hill lately. David Turk, Deputy Secretary of the Energy Department, made a complete fool of himself in congressional testimony when he would not say how much it would cost to achieve carbon neutrality by 2050. He admitted it would cost trillions of dollars, but would not affirm credible estimates it would cost $50 trillion. All he did was dance around the question and filibuster. And what do we get for spending $50 trillion? He was asked point blank how much achieving carbon neutrality by 2050 would lower world temperatures, and he never answered the question. He went on and on about how it's a global problem and the US is 13% of it, blah blah blah, but he would not be pinned down on the effect of carbon neutrality on temperatures. He didn't even offer to provide the information later, as congressional witnesses commonly do. He just sat there all smug, repeating his platitudes about how this is a global problem, and how we need fundamental transformation. No, what we need is to stop government by phony narratives and get rid of tyrants like Turk who invoke those narratives to rule over us. According to this guy, we're just supposed to spend trillions of dollars without asking any questions to reach climate goals he won't specify because, one may reasonably conclude from his evasiveness, spending trillions of dollars won't make any difference at all to climate change. But make no mistake, the ruling over us has already begun. The Biden administration has issued an avalanche of new rules in the name of climate change, raising the cost of washing machines, dishwashers, microwaves, toothbrush chargers, and other household appliances, as well as degrading their performance. Climate change is your fault, you see, and you must be made to suffer. Only if you submit and bow down to your new masters will we keep the planet from burning up. What a crock. Back to Capitol Hill, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland was asked, "Are you aware that China controls, by proxy production, the supply chain of critical minerals that are critical to both the electric vehicle world and defense?" Ellipsis. Are you aware, by multiple studies, that in order to satisfy the present requirements of electric vehicles and critical minerals to defense, it would take an increase of 2,000% of mining for 20 years? She was tongue-tied. She had no idea how to respond. She had never heard this before, despite years of warnings from Western land rights activists the federal government is locking up our minerals in national monument designations and making us completely dependent on China for our critical defense needs. In addition, Haaland's Interior Department has been blocking critical mining projects in Minnesota and elsewhere that would reduce our dependence on China. A recent World Bank study showed the world cannot possibly produce enough lithium, cobalt, copper, nickel, or other minerals necessary to support a world green energy transition. So what we have here is government by phony narrative, implemented by ignorant know-nothing fools who have no idea what they're talking about and are totally out of touch with reality. All these self-promoters can see is that they've made their careers pushing absolute nonsense, and the path to further power and riches for themselves is to keep right on doing so, regardless of the consequences to others. But, as economists like to say, things will continue until they can't. Someday, hopefully in the not too far distant future, it will become apparent to all that green energy transition is a pipe dream completely impossible to achieve. It will become apparent too many other important values like national security, expense, performance, and living standards are being sacrificed on the altar of climate change for no good reason. Green energy regulations are all pain for no gain. And when that day comes, the charlatans of climate change who want to rule over us will be exposed for what they are. That day can't come soon enough. Visit the Daily Skirmish Watch Eagle Headline News 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time weekdays, the six top stories in 1 minute.